some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Exciting episode of Rated G Radio. This is like a ground breaking. Somebody hasn't had enough coffee yet this morning. Groundbreaking episode is I've got two of our favorite people ever, psychic Zoe Niklaus and psychic Rebecca Fisk. They're both joining the show today to take your calls, and they're going to be much more eloquent than I am this morning in answering your questions about love or money or career or pets or family or whatever you want to talk about. You can call in and ask one question, not one plus 75 follow-ups. You get one question today, and both ladies will be answering your question with their own unique take on what it is you're asking about. I'm going to encourage you, because we're doing twofers today, that if you are on the show, that's awesome. But go back and re-listen to the broadcast afterwards. Get a pen and paper out, and you can fast forward. You can rewind. Just click this same link that you're listening to the show today. Or you can go to Apple's iTunes and download Rated G Radio. You'll get the most current 300 episodes, because, you know, you want all 300 because you got nothing else going on. You want the most current 300 episodes. You can download them, take them on the road, and listen to them while you're in the car, on the plane, or wherever it is that you are listening to the show. And it's always fun. Tell your friends to, you know, be call-in guests as well. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Zoe and Rebecca. Rebecca, welcome. Zoe, welcome. How are you fine ladies today?
Oh, doing great. This is Rebecca. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Rebecca. Good morning. I'm doing great, you guys. How are you doing?
This is kind of fun.
Exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
So as we get started this morning, I want to give both ladies an opportunity to introduce themselves to you, especially because we've got some first-time callers today. So if you want to know a little bit more about them, they're going to tell you about themselves, also about how you can contact them. They both, by the way, I'm blatant in trying to promote both of these ladies. You can go visit their websites and schedule private appointments outside of the show where you get to exclusively have their attention for whatever time that you want to schedule. And the links are right there on the show page, ZoeNiklaus.com and IamRebecca.com, respectively. Just click it and you'll be able to go there. You fill out your information and a member of their team will contact you and set up a time that's convenient. And then you can have your own private reading. But let's start with Rebecca. Rebecca, tell us a little bit about yourself and any other news you want to share with us before we go over to Zoe.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Garrett. Well, gosh, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to do my shameless plug because Garrett has taught me very well. I was featured in a book that was published at the end of last year, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the U.S. For 2016. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. Absolutely love it. I love helping people. I am so grateful and honored to get to do this work. And also, just to everybody, especially people who haven't actually dealt with psychics before, you know, this is always a cooperative experience. If you trust us and are open, we can do a really good job for you. So we're always working in a cooperative relationship with you. As far as things coming up, I will be up in the Bay Area, about 30 minutes south of San Francisco. I have an office. I'm up there about every 5 or 6 weeks. I'll be up there the first weekend in May. If you live in that area and would like to schedule a session, I also have an office in Seal Beach in Southern California. And like Garrett said, you can find me through IamRebecca.com. I have a special workshop coming up in Southern California on Saturday, June 24th. And there will be more information forthcoming about that, but it will be focused on relationships. So thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening, and I'm looking forward to getting started and to hearing from Zoe.
Zoe?
Yes, good morning, everybody. I'm Zoe Niklaus, and I have been studying in this field for probably the same amount of time as Rebecca, very actively for 25 years. I've been actively helping people for the last 20 years or more, and I really like what Rebecca said. It is a collaborative effort between myself and the person. that I am looking at, reading, etc. One of my gift specialties is healing, facilitating healing, and that's just all part of, under the umbrella of what I do. I am a certified Theta healer, and I just wanted to mention that certain things going on right now planetary-wise, I always like to try to educate people about what's what, because a common question I do run into is what's going on with the energies. Right now we have the planet Venus that just went direct on April the 15th. This has affected love relationships, and there was a very crunchy time for about 6 to 8 weeks that is actually going to continue until after May the 2nd. So even though we're in a positive vein with that, I just wanted to let people know that things are still trying to find a common ground of stability. Also right now, Mercury is retrograde. This affects computers, cars, cell phones, you name it, anything electronic. Things get lost, things get found. It's a time to review, redo, revisit all of the rewords. It is also the best time to please do not sign paperwork of any kind. If you must, please do so with a fine-tooth comb. It is not a good time to purchase a car. Again, the magical date we're looking at is May the 2nd. Anything May the 2nd or later is going to be great for that. I do have a couple of upcoming appearances. On Saturday, May the 6th, I will be at the Meeker Mansion, which is in Puyallup, Washington. And this is a haunted mansion. There's a psychic fair that day. So if you are local, please come out. There is a $5 entry fee. On Wednesday, May the 10th, starting at 6 o'clock p.m., I am the featured speaker for a group called Staying Connected in Kent, Washington. And this will be held in the conference room at a Denny's restaurant on 84th off of the I-167. And then every Tuesday, I am at Carmina's Bakery in Tacoma, Washington, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. And then finally, please visit my website, zoenaklaus.com. It is a fabulous website. Thank you, Mr. Garrett Miller, for all of your help with this. And I do want to, I'd like to promote a radio special that's continuing through the end of this month. 1 hour is a flat rate of $85. So if you find that you would like to have more information regarding your question today, please visit my website and click on Radio Special and just send me a little message through there and we'll get you coordinated and scheduled. One of my team members will get back with you and get that all taken care of for you. So thank you again, Garrett. Thank you again, Rebecca. This is exciting today.
Oh, my gosh. The first, hopefully, of many. Like, we need to come up with, like, a superstar show or something like that. But, you know, we'll figure that out. But I think it's so much fun to have both of you on. You know, because when caller, by the way, when you call into either of their shows, Zoe's or Rebecca's, we get callers lined up out the door. We get to probably like, I don't know, 2, 3, 4% of the total number of callers that call in. So we're really grateful that you're taking time out of your day to spend it either on hold or waiting to get on the line here. But when we get them together, this is something we've never done before. So we're going to kind of, here's how it's going to work, folks. I'm going to bring our first caller on, Laura, is an example in just a moment. And when Laura's on, Laura's going to ask her question, and then Rebecca's going to answer first, and then Zoe's going to answer second, and then we're going to chat a little bit about it. So that's what we're going to do for the balance of the show. So it's a little bit different than what we normally do, or we just kind of like churn and burn so you can get as many callers as we can in. We're still going to keep it fast and fun, but we want to make sure that, you know, both ladies have an opportunity to give you an answer. So are you both ready to take some callers?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. And Laura's birthday is December 2nd, 1974. Laura, you are live with Rebecca and Zoe. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thank you. So I just have a question. So my husband's getting a promotion, and either it's going to keep us here where we are or it's going to move us, and I'm just wondering where that would be and
okay.
If it's happening.
Okay, and what is your husband's first name?
Lloyd.
Okay, so, you know, the very first thing that comes up is that you would rather stay put and that there's a lot of apprehension for you about the potential for this move. My impression about this is that they may allow you to stay. I'm hearing probably 6 months. That may be an opportunity for him to get acclimated with his new job duties. But my impression is that the move Right now, it feels like that will happen, but it won't happen immediately. So you'll have some time to think about it and to plan for it. This is actually a good move for him, but I get some apprehension from him as well that he's doing something that he hasn't done before. And I feel like this is kind of a liaison position where he'll be working between the uppermost management and people who are working for him. I feel like he's going to do a very good job with this, but he's got some apprehension. So if you find him being a little bit short or stressed or needing more alone time, it's because he's really looking at the responsibilities that he's stepping into and wants to do the very, very best he can. So he's got some apprehension about it as well. His whole focus about all of this is to do the very best that he can for you as well. So he's feeling confident about being able to be a good provider, but he's also nervous. So he's trying to put on this happy face of everything's fine, but he's still apprehensive as well. He's going to do great, though, and it's going to be a good thing for you. And I actually see the move itself will also be a good thing for you. You'll have some time to plan for it. And once you get there and get settled, I feel like you're going to be very happy in this new place. As far as where you're going, there are two things that come up and I have to say, it's like, well, the first thing was north, my impression, and I live in Southern California. So to me, that's like Pacific Northwest is a possibility. The other thing that came up as a possibility was potentially Georgia, maybe Atlanta, Georgia. So there are more than one, possibilities with this for the move for you, but it feels like this is ultimately a really good thing. It just feels like a lot for you right now because, oh my gosh, if we have to move, how fast do we have to move and where do we have to go? So take a breath and know that all is in divine order and that ultimately, as much as this feels uncomfortable right now, it's really going to be a good thing for your whole family in the long term. So just try to remember that God is always with us and always working for our highest good in every situation. Okay, and congratulations to your husband. That's wonderful.
Thanks, Rebecca. Zoe, what's your take?
Wonderful. Well, Laura, the first thing I would like for you to understand about yourself is that you are a number 8 life path. And what this means is that you handle business. And so what's hard for you to see at this moment in time is you are actually the foundation and the platform for your husband. And it's not just the role of spouse per se. This is a different kind of function. So in your life in general, you will be facilitating quote unquote business of all kinds. When you were asking the question, the direction that I got for the move is east. First of all, for me, I also saw you being able to sit still temporarily. It's not going to be permanent. So you'll get to sit home for a while. You really don't want to move, but yet you're also supporting your husband as well. This is where your number 8 life path comes in. You actually are a battery, is what we would call it, to help him move forward with this. This is a positive move for him. He is extremely apprehensive. The direction that I see for you is east, and it's interesting because Rebecca identified Georgia. I see the states down there as well, Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, somewhere in that stretch over there. It could be, even be up into the Carolinas. But that being said,
both of those are possibilities.
Okay, excellent. So that's what I see. And I have other tools that I use, and I kept getting east, east, east. So that's coming. It will be good for you. So right now what you're doing is you're detoxing where you're at right now. You're releasing, letting go. This is challenging your belief systems on a personal level. It's like, no, we've gotten this far. It's like, yes, honey, I'm excited for you. Okay. And then the music goes flat. And now you're trying to blow up the balloon again and say, okay, honey, this is a good thing. So it's coming. And it's within this year. You're moving before the end of the year. I do see that. So that's what I have for you. And just remember, again, really, if you're not familiar with numerology, acquaint yourself with the number 8 life path. This is who you are your whole life. It's all based on your birthday. Okay?
Thank you.
I just
want
to say you guys are dead on. Every single thing that you both have said is dead on. So I just wanted to
say
thank you so much. I'm just telling you, it is completely dead on. And a lot of, you don't get that all the time. So I just really thank you. And thank you for what you do for people. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Laura. We want a postcard from wherever you're moving to. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
God bless.
Yeah. Blessings to you.
So, ladies, what do you think about that? Our first caller of the day says, oh, my gosh, you're, like, totally right on it.
Well, it's nice to get validation immediately. That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. When I provide information, when the validation comes, it's later down the road. And the exciting part is then I'll get either a text message or an email, hey, this is some so-and-so, remember when? And I usually don't. So
yes,
they
exactly.
Remind me. Yeah, because it comes and goes. And I think that's one thing Rebecca and I can both say, you know, while we're answering the questions, we're in this zone, the information's coming in, so we're facilitating and putting words to what's coming in, and then afterwards it's gone. And it's like, okay, that's great. So it's wonderful to receive validation right here, right now. That's very exciting. It's like, oh, wow, okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You always love that. You know, and I think it's true for anything that we do. You know, I think, you know, whether you're, you know, an accountant or a grocery bagger or whatever, you know, a lot of the things that you do, you don't realize, okay, this is, I'm providing a service or I'm helping people, but you don't really know the full impact of whatever it is you're doing, and, you know, until maybe much later down the road. So it's nice when people say, oh my gosh, you're like totally right on. Now, by the way, callers, that does not mean that either ladies are, you know, soliciting. You're like, oh my gosh, you're totally right. If it doesn't resonate with you right now, that's why I tell you, go back and listen to the show on replay. Take some notes and listen to what they have to say, because oftentimes, you know, we get so swept up in listening to what they have to say in the heat of the moment, we're not hearing what they're saying. So go back and check that out. Our next caller is going to be Mike. Mike is born May 29th, 1970. And again, Mike, welcome to the show. Rebecca, I'll have you answer Mike's question first. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm looking to create a move, and at least Rebecca, I'm in California as well, in Ventura, and I'm kind of open to, you know, what California has to offer, you know, open to into L.A., Orange County. I mean, it's just wherever.
Okay. All right.
But well, definitely a move.
Okay, definitely want to move. Okay. Well, you know, the first thing that pops up is east. Is that it's east? I want to say it reminds me of Arizona, because Arizona is actually what popped in my head. And then when I go to that, what comes up is potentially Palm Springs or an area like that, because it's drier. It's more the weather in Palm Springs is more similar to the weather in Arizona. Let's see here, because I feel like there's something underneath this that wants to come up. So let me take a look at this.
I moved from Scottsdale to Arizona.
Oh, okay.
To California.
Yeah.
I was there for 2.5 years.
Okay. So it's interesting because part of this is really about you finding your own center and home within you. So I know that your energy is that you're a doer. You want to make things happen. You're in motion a lot. And so if something doesn't feel comfortable, you want to immediately go out and change it. And I think that in a lot of ways in your life, that works really, really, really well. But, you know, my impression is, though, to get really comfortable with the home that is yourself, that is your body, that is the way that you live and move in the world. And I'm not saying you can't move or don't move. I'm just saying part of the apprehension you have right now, or part of this, like, feeling this, you know, urge to move is because you need to spend a little more time within. And usually I'm not quite this forceful with saying you need to do this. But I think it's really important for you to take a breath and see where you've landed. Hmm. Allow yourself to really, you know, and yes, I definitely see you leaving. And I want to say I'm hearing probably 2 to 3. So my impression is 2 to 3 months, but the numbers 2 and 3 are somehow significant with this. But it's really important for you to try to take in where you are and see the beautiful nuances that exist right around you. It might be that you walk by this this place, and there are little wildflowers growing up that just sprouted out of nowhere, coming through a crack on the sidewalk. But start paying attention to the little signs of love from the universe that are around you all the time, because that will kind of help you come back to that space of knowing that God has a hand in everything that's happening in our lives. And if you can start to kind of come back to trusting that, I feel like you'll reach a point in where you, it doesn't matter where you live, even though I, like I said, I'm going to acknowledge, I know you feel compelled to move. I see the move, but I would love to see you doing that from a centered place inside yourself instead of feeling like I got to go.
Right. Right. No, makes perfect sense. And I'm at the dog park that overlooks the ocean. So, I mean, it's,
perfect. Okay.
So I'm acknowledging that.
Yes. Well, and thank you for that. Because, and here's where I see the difficulty for you, because I know that you love the ocean and you want to be by the ocean, but there's a part of at least where you are right now that's not resonating for you. And I get that. So you have to decide, are you willing to give yourself some time to see if you can really settle into what that means living at the ocean, because the ocean is emotion. So you have to be willing to allow that whatever emotional stuff wants to be expressed, the ocean is going to evoke something in you to allow that expression. And so getting comfortable with that is very beneficial. It's not a have to, but it's an opportunity that you have. And if you decide, well, you know, I don't really need the ocean, I don't have to be by the ocean, then the climate of Palm Springs feels more familiar. It feels more like home for you. Okay. And there are places, you know, north and you know, basically California kind of works this way until you get up to the Sierras, that if you're by the ocean, it's cooler, it's more moist air, you go inland a bit and you've got higher temperatures and more desert, because we are a desert.
Yep.
So you get to make the choice.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank
you. Okay. All right. I wish you all the best. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe, what do you pick up?
Good morning, Mike.
Good
Mike,
morning.
Mike. I'm glad you called in. We need to talk here, honey. Number one, in numerology, you are a life path number 6. And here's what this means. People, social people, family, friends. If you find yourself isolating, you're going to feel challenged. And so when you were asking about move, it's like, here's the first things I was getting. First of all, I almost hear a faint accent when you speak. It's almost like you have a very faint East Coast thing going on here. If it's not really you, there's something about that vibration that is within you. In terms of you have a very strong inner restlessness, because as you were asking the question, I saw you climbing like this 12-foot ladder to look up and around to say, okay, where do I need to be? Where do I need to be? Where do I need to be? Rebecca hit on it. Home is within yourself. I do see you, for right now anyway, staying inside of California. When you do relocate, 1 year from now, your life will be different. 1 year from now, you will be living in a different state. It would not surprise me if you went somewhere that you would never expect, such as New Mexico. You're looking for a different kind of energy and vibration. I would also encourage you to do your own natal chart and astrology, because the need for you to be by the ocean is telling me that your moon is likely a water sign. That would be something good for you to find out just for your own self, because that would also help you identify the fact that you are indeed very in tune with yourself. There is this buzzword called psychic. You do follow that, but then you don't follow that. The number 6 is asking you right now. It's like trying to rein you back in and to get you back to center again. In your life, you need to be around people. However, you've been on a path where it's like, no, I might will do this on my own. I can do this. I've got this. And you're realizing, okay, I need to be reconnected again to God, source, whoever you pray to. So is there a move? Yes, there is, but it's almost like the kid choosing a different middle school to go to for right now. You're going to get more serious with yourself and what your goals are by August. By August, I see you be feeling more clear about what is this really going on within you. Because you have you're able to have these options The flexibility of moving, it's not too stressful, the resources are present, so that part is not a big deal. What this is requiring for you is to go deeper and to figure out what it is that you want. You're also a Gemini, you're an early Gemini on the Taurus side of things. So you're both the Aries and the Taurus and then the Gemini. So you've got the flexibility. When you make a decision, you go and you go hard. It's like, okay, now I'm going to do this, now I'm going to do this. So this time period is asking you to review. Mercury retrograde for you is perfect. You're a Gemini. I'm also a Gemini. So this actually fast forwards us. So between now and May the 2nd, you're actually going to feel more clear about what direction you want to go, what is going to feel right to you, and that's what it's time to do is tune into what feels right for you. And
wow.
That's what I get for you. Okay.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. You know, and as we go back and listen to prior shows, I know Mike has been a frequent caller in the past, and I remember when he, and I don't remember, again, the particulars about what Zoe or Rebecca or anybody else has said, but I always know Mike has said, well, I want to move, and I want to move to California. And now he's here, and he's on the move again, so that's fascinating that you're both saying that, you know, it's finding home is, you know, within yourself.
Well, and we all have that challenge.
Oh, yes, we do. We do. I've got experience with this, so it resonates with me, especially as a Gemini, because Geminis do require movement. We are an air sign, communication, and I do feel that Mike does, he's got some water in his chart in astrology. I say that because he's going with what feels right to him, which is great. It's also time to fine-tune a little bit, because I don't know about you, Rebecca, but it feels like there's still this deeper root cause of what's keeping him kind of like on the go. There's something going on there that it's time to get out the shovel and dig a little bit. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree, which is why, okay, he came to California. Now he's at the ocean. It's emotion. It's what do you need to allow? So, yeah, I absolutely agree.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thanks again for the call. Good luck. And, of course, keep us posted wherever you are. And we're going to jump to our next caller, which is Donna. Donna is born August 18th, 1969. Donna, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca and Zoe. What's your question?
My question is, I sent a message to a gentleman yesterday about telling him that what I'd like for the future, that I'd like us to get together at some point. Just wondering if you see that working out and timing.
Okay, and what is the first name of that person?
Chris.
Okay, all right, 1 second here. You know, the very person that comes up around Chris is that he's kind of an overwhelm right now. There's a lot of activity in his life at the moment, and it's like he wants to get to be able to have communication with you and to see what's possible. But right now it's as if he is sitting at his desk and he's buried in paperwork and he doesn't even know where to start first. I mean, that's literally the image that I see, that there is so much in front of him. He doesn't even know where to start first. And he has to deal with the priorities that are in front of him before he can give himself permission to actually deal with his personal life. So, you know, again, I feel like he wants to explore this, but he there's no time in his calendar in at this moment. Let's see here. I do get that he's a gentle soul. I get that he is very responsible, that he takes commitments very seriously, that he is a man of his word. If he has agreed to do something, he will do it and he will not back out. And that's part of why there's so much on his plate right now, that he feels such a responsibility to any request for task that's been handed to him. He feels, you know, if he has agreed to do it, he feels a deep sense of responsibility to do it to the best of his ability. So, you know, he does occasionally overcommit himself, which is why he's kind of in this chaos right now. I do feel like things are going to be fairly busy for him. I feel like this is his work situation, and that May is still going to be very, very busy, but that he's got things coming to completion where things will be in a better place for him. I'm hearing by July. So basically, in May, things are still very busy, but he kind of gets into more of a routine. It's as if he was just given three projects, and now he has to try to organize and prioritize what he's going to work on first and how he's going to make all of this work at the same time. So he's just, I mean, this is like taking all of his time and attention. So he's got to get this put together. May, he'll finally have some plan in order. Things will start to kind of be in a routine and more regular. He'll still be working a lot. June feels like it's a non-issue. And then July, I feel like he's going to get to kind of come up and breathe and see where the rest of his life is. So, you know, my impression is that you may have some communication from him. You'll have some communication from him. But as far as you know, entering into a committed relationship right now, I feel like he doesn't even have time to really sort out his thoughts about all of that because he's so busy with this other stuff. So, you know, give him some time. Try to be patient and let him come to you. And if you didn't communicate to him that his timing is fine, whatever it is, that you don't need to hear from him right now, that will take some pressure off of him, and it will allow him to come to his conclusions with this in his own time, which is what he needs to do. So he is one of those people where if he feels like he's overcommitted, he will not commit to something else. So I feel like there's a lot of great possibility here, but you've got to be patient.
Okay.
Okay.
And Zoe, what
Hi,
do you
Donna.
Pick up?
Hi. Well, here we go. Quite a number of things. So first of all, Donna, in numerology, you're a life path number 6, which just like the previous caller, people, it's important for you to be involved with people, whether it's family, friends, social. So this is part of what you're doing with Chris. With Chris, I do pick up similar energies. He is interested. I do sense a reluctance within him. However, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with his life and what's going on. I'm also picking up the energy very strongly of grief. Grief in his world on a personal level, and it doesn't necessarily mean the loss of anybody per se. It also is directly related to, you know, as we grow, evolve, change, we let go of old belief systems, we bring, you know, we introduce new ones to ourselves, and so it's as if there's a lot of transformation going on with him, and you're sensing that, and you're of a certain vibration, as is he. And so it's like there's a lot going on energetically between the two of you. And this will take some time. Right now, as I said at the beginning of the show, Venus just went direct. And so currently it's gone backwards in the sign of Pisces, which feels comfortable, which is why you went ahead and sent the email. It's Mercury retrograde. You're reaching back in time and saying, okay, hey, what about this? Again, the magic date is going to be after May the 2nd. That's when things start jibing and life kind of picks up again in a more synchronistic way for people in general. So number one, be very, very patient with this man. What's nice on your end is that I don't see you reaching out to him based purely in neediness on your part. I see you reaching out more so as a companion, which resonates with that life path of number 6. So this is something that will just take time. He's like a turtle. Like you don't already know that, I know you do. Just be patient because he's moving through changes too. Also, I see that after, you know, October of every year for everyone is like a new beginning. September, he's going to be moving through like round 2, even round 3 of some old stuff that he's letting go within his life and within himself. So October, November does look more favorable. But right now he is thinking, and you've got him thinking, and the wheels are turning. He's a thinker, and he thinks he's interacting with you, even though his mind is on fast forward with this. So, again, patience is the key word here, Donna, and continue to stay involved with yourself and your life as well, which it feels like you do that anyway. So that's what I get for you.
Okay, thanks for your call, Donna. And, Rebecca, any thoughts after you know, letting it sit for a couple of seconds?
No, it's always interesting to hear the astrological components of everything and the numerological. I love that. And yeah, I think the thing is that I sense a feeling of urgency somehow for you, Laura, and there is no urgency here. This is just allow, you know, I agree with what Zoe said, that because the planets are aligned with how Venus has come into direct. Is that right? Did I say that correctly?
Yes, yes.
That it gives you the courage, because I know that you're somebody who tends to not speak out and be direct, at least not about your own feelings. So first of all, I want to acknowledge the courage it took to do that. I think it's wonderful. But to be patient and just allow, and be patient with yourself as well. Venus is about love of all kinds, including love for yourself. So know that you are loved. He does care about you. That, again, just be patient. I feel like this is going to be okay. So just be in love with yourself and your life. When you're in that frequency, everybody loves you.
Wow. That could be a chapter for a new book for you, Rebecca. Who knows? Okay. We're at the halfway point, believe it or not, of the show. I want to remind everybody that gets on the show or didn't get on the show today that both of these talented ladies have websites. You can go check them out at zoeniklaus.com and iamrebecca.com. The links are right here on the show page. Just click and win. Well, I don't know about when, but all you have to do is fill out your 411 and they'll contact you. You can set up your own private appointment and get them exclusively for a period of time that you choose. And it's very, very cool. I've done it myself and love both of these ladies a lot. So we're going to jump to our next caller here, which is Lisa. Lisa is born September 20th, 1952. Lisa, you're live with Rebecca and Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I listened to your conversations with others, and there's always a lot to learn.
And Lisa, there is for us as well.
So, oh, yes. Very much so.
How can we help you today?
Mine's a relationship question. I've been with someone for quite a number of years, and right now we're going through a time period where I think it might be on the mend, our relationship, and I wondered what energy you pick up around that.
Okay, and what's the name of your partner?
Bob.
Okay. You know, the first thing that comes up is that Bob, I feel like his energy shifted a little bit, and I'm getting sadness for him. I'm getting that he's basically taking a look at his life and really trying to evaluate whether or not he's kind of done his bucket list and whether or not he's doing his bucket list. And so this detachment really, I feel, has nothing to do with you, but it's my impression is that he kind of withdrew a bit and became a bit more introspective, which he's always been sensitive anyway, but it's I'm pondering where I'm at in my life. Have I done the things that I've wanted to do? Am I still doing the things I want to do? What were the ages of my family members when they passed? Do I need to be, you know, looking at things and being more, for lack of a better word, but fatalistic about, am I doing the very best that I can every single day? So there's some sadness that I feel is associated with the loss of loved ones in his life, but then also looking at his own mortality. And so, again, lots of introspection that I feel has nothing really to do with you. I do feel like the two of you will come together and that it will feel more smooth again. But he has to reconcile himself with where he is. And it would be great if he would allow himself to process some of the sadness. I feel like when he does process or cry or however he expresses sadness, he does this in a very private way. So it's not something that he would even necessarily share with you. But, you know, the part of the Mercury retrograde is also bringing to light the things that are typically hidden. So there may be an influence, and I'm sure Zoe can help expand on that. There may be an influence from that as well about the feelings that he tends to hide, feeling more almost in front of him right now that he can't really ignore it. So again, it feels like it doesn't really have anything to do with you. He's grateful for you. He just kind of needs this time. And I feel like as he allows this process, I feel like there will be kind of a coming together again, but I have a feeling of a sense of even a deeper connection that will be possible when he allows this vulnerability to show up in the relationship. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So be patient. You know, again, this is kind of his own. It's not a midlife crisis. It's really looking at his own mortality and having to come to grips with the fact that, you know, we all do die, and that he can't live life as if he's never going to die.
Well, that's so profound. Thank you. You've given me some insight, definitely.
Well, you're so welcome. I'm anxious to hear what Zoe has to say.
Lisa, may I ask Bob's birthday, please?
Oh, heavens. He's older than I.
Or
it's July.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He's 70.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking this question is...
He's a young 70, very active.
Oh, absolutely. With everything that Rebecca just described, it's as if he's still experiencing some residual effects of what we call the second Saturn return. And in astrology, there's the first Saturn return, which typically occurs between age 27 to 29. And then the second Saturn return, depending on the person's natal chart as well, is anywhere between the ages of 58 to 62. Typically, some astrologists view this as a simple one-year period of time. My experience with it has been I find it to be a nine-year period of time. In numerology, the cycle of nine means bringing things to completion. And so backing up just a little bit, you are a number one life path. You're a pioneer. You put on blinders and you go. It's just like, okay, what's my focus? There I go. Okay. People can sometimes view you as being selfish. This is not the case. You just put on your boxing gloves and you go. Whatever you do, you go. Everything that was just described here, Bob is still, he's in a cycle of completion regarding the second Saturn return. What this means is that any lessons that needed to come to surface, whatever things he still has needed to figure out after the age of roughly 38, this is a time period when we get to revisit. Some people see it as a pain in the you-know-what. It's actually an opportunity for growth and evolution. So it's very true that he is sort of on the crest of really feeling like, is it really worth my time to be here on the planet still? I feel in sense he's going through a very difficult time in terms of worthiness. Somewhere in the last 2 years, there was something, and it could have been very simple, but something happened within him on a very personal level that challenged him and really has pressed this button. And when our buttons are pressed, that, again, is an opportunity to have this come to surface and shed light. In terms of things being on the mend, yes, because I still see the frequencies between the two of you, like the ocean waves ebbing and flowing and ebbing and flowing. There's a pattern there. I don't see the two of you departing from each other's lives at all. I don't see that at all. So he's going through a lot of transformation. You feel like you've kind of come to the top of the hill and you're looking out. You're actually not quite there yet. You're almost there, though. Come October, again, October is a new beginning for everybody. You're going to have a better sense of this. And also with the Mercury retrograde right now, it is challenging you, plus Venus. Venus has had to go backwards into Pisces before it moves back in Aries again. So when Venus goes back into Aries, that's not a natural home of comfort because it's fire. Venus likes to be love and compassion and all of these things. So all of this to say that probably through the end of May, it's still going to feel challenging. Your job right now is to be present in your moment. Stay focused on Lisa, because the more you can do that, the more that Bob picks up on that, and he's going to feel more safe and comfortable in his skin to continue moving through what's going on. And that's what I get for you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you. Lisa. Well, I throw myself into my work, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Lisa, thank you very much. Appreciate you calling in. And we're going to jump over here to Maggie, who is born January 9th, 1961. Maggie, you are live with Rebecca and Zoe. What's your question today?
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My question is career in terms of employment.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Let's see here. You know, the thing is, it's like, what do you really want to do right now? Because I get that you're very capable. It doesn't matter what you do. You're very, very capable. And, but I always feel like you've always gone with whatever the rational thing to do is, and that there's a part of you who hasn't really let yourself have fun with whatever you're doing. You know, you've always looked at work as, you know, a four-letter word. And what I say to clients is, love is also a four-letter word. And when you do what you love, work is love. And wouldn't you rather be at love every day rather than at work every day? So what I want to say is, give yourself permission to do something you actually love. Okay? All right. So let's see here. I'm hearing January or February were very significant for you regarding employment.
Correct.
Let's see what else here.
I left something in February.
Okay. So let me just say, first of all, I want to acknowledge the courage it took to leave that. Because you are somebody who's always gone with the pragmatic, safe kind of thing to do. So I want to acknowledge the courage it took to do that. But, you know, it's and what a beautiful acknowledgement of your soul and the fact that your soul wants to bloom. That is just, it's there are so many people who don't have the courage to do what you did. So I have to acknowledge that. So I get that you love working with people. I get that you love helping them have an outcome that makes them feel good. So I get kind of like this advice kind of a situation. It's, you know, it almost feels like either selling real estate or, you know, doing something where you're advising them so that they can somehow make a purchase or do something that is benefiting their lives in a positive way. I mean, this sounds silly, but it could even be selling cars that you love, where, you know, these people are coming in and they're making a purchase for something that they love, that they've always wanted, and you're helping them get this experience. So it has something to do with being an agent, if you will, and really getting inside their heads and figuring out what it is that they really love and then encouraging them to find a fit for that and helping them do that. But it really does feel like you kind of get into this relationship with them where you kind of walk beside them and guide them for a while, and then you send them on their way. So again, it feels like it could be real estate. It could even be advising them financially so that they're more comfortable moving forward. But it has something to do with contracts, purchases, and you're giving them guidance. And the thing about it is, you're not attached, which is so beautiful. You're not attached to whether or not they buy a car from you today or they buy a house from you today. You're really much more about the relationship and serving and finding a way to help them have happiness. So it's a really beautiful intention. I absolutely love it. You know, so my impression is I'm hearing May. So there's something that I feel like you started looking into last month. I'm hearing March for that, and that it's either coming to fruition in May or you're doing some work behind the scenes in May. But I feel like May, June, this is all going to be flowing for you. And I want to say by July, August, I see you just absolutely thrilled and happy and abundant. And, you know, like this was absolutely the right thing to do. So anyway, yeah, it's everything around this feels really, really right. It feels really good that you made the right decision.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Zoe?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Very interesting. First of all, your life path is a number nine, and number nine means bringing things to completion. It's also a master number. So with number nines, it's difficult and it's beautiful all at the same time. So you are magical in the sense that whatever your situation is, whether it's work, personal, love, relationship, doesn't matter the area, you are bringing in the God energy into it. You're bringing in a different level of purity, which changes the vibration. So with employment in general in your life, it wouldn't surprise me if maybe there was a frequency of jobs changing in the past. You're also at this point in life, very similar to what Rebecca said. I feel like you've been a freight train for so long that you're done with this freight train. You got off of the freight train, and now you're standing in this beautiful field, in this beautiful meadow of flowers and everything, and asking yourself, okay, wait a minute, what do I want to do now? So you're in a very good vibration, especially with the Mercury retrograde. You're revisiting what are my priorities, what do I want to do. I feel like for you in May, this is what you're going to decide. It looks like in the month of May, you're going to be thinking, okay, if I were to choose a direction, what would it be? July kept jumping out for me as well when you were asking the question. It's like, oh, it's July, July, July. So July is when you finally step into that, which then brings about the energy of the abundance and the prosperity, because you've had a difficult time, because in your mind, once upon a time, stability equaled, I must be a freight train and just burn myself out so that I can have a retirement. And you've gotten off that train and it's like, oh, no, I have other options here. And what's it going to be? As I shared with a previous caller, a year from now, actually with you, because you make things happen quick, 6 months from now, for you, you won't recognize your life, and I mean that in a positive way. So I'd like to commend you for the courage that it did take to get off the train and to have this very pregnant pause and to just really relish in, you know, I am Maggie. Who am I? What would I like to do? What will make me happy? And the rest will follow. And that's all you're doing. You're changing your frequency and your vibration. When we do this, then we bring in like vibration and higher, which is where this is where the ideas come in. When you decide on your idea, it will just simply resonate. It's going to be magical for you. So that's what I get for you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you guys are so right, because the past, you know, the past is the past, and I did step out. And I did make that change for myself, but my faith lies in God and the universe. So
yes,
that's it. And every day I talk to God, I talk to the universe, and everything else is so perfect in my life right now. It's just the employment aspect. So, you know, I have been taking my time with that. You know, and I have been asking myself, just like y'all said, what do I really want to do? Can I picture myself doing that? No. Can I do that? Yeah, I'd like that. So it is finding myself again, because I'm no longer, I mean, I'm still a mom, but I don't have that responsibility anymore. And I have a beautiful relationship, and everything is just beautiful right now. So it's just that aspect. So I guess it's just a matter of time.
There you go. Thank you,
beautiful.
Maggie. We wish you lots of luck. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
We've got about 7 minutes left in the show. We're going to try to sneak in a couple more callers, including Abby, born January 16th, 1950. Abby, you're live with Rebecca and Zoe. What's your question?
Good morning. And it's Patty, not Abby, but thank you. yeah, I'm in the midst of living and work temporary situations, and I just want to see if you have any opportunities or anything coming up in either or one of those situations. I kind of feel like I'm on a pivotal point and just seeing if things are coming together in the near future.
Okay. And Patty, first of all, thanks for the call today. First thing that comes up is breathe. I know that right now it feels like you're in a precarious position because everything feels so transitory and you don't want to make the wrong decision. But just breathe and know that where you are right now is giving you an opportunity to settle in and really go into where do you want to be and what do you want to be doing. That God is still with you, that it may feel a bit tenuous where you are, but it's just an opportunity for you to get to where you're supposed to be. And where you are right now is where you're supposed to be in this moment. But give yourself permission to actually decide what you like to do and where you want to be. What happens sometimes is we feel like we're in, you know, especially when we're kind of pushed into these situations where we're in a temporary thing and we know that we're going to have to change everything. Sometimes we can't wait for that change. And so we're kind of trying to rush through it so that we can land somewhere. And so right. This is a perfect time for you to take an opportunity to actually settle in where you are and breathe and decide how you want to move forward. Let God be your co-creator. You know, it's we are always co-creating with God. We're everything in our life, and we have to place our order. So you have to decide where you want to be and what you want to be doing and allow the universe to support you in that process. But, it, you know, really the overall feeling is be where you are, settle into that, get comfortable in your own skin right where you are. And from that place of being centered and calm and peaceful and trusting God, from that place, decide where you want to go next and how you want to move forward. It's really okay. Give yourself permission to do that. Okay. So that being said, you know, my impression is I'm hearing the number six. I feel like this may be like a 6 month kind of thing. June, because June feels too soon to me. So it feels more like a 6 month kind of thing. So settle in, get clear, get centered, and it's all going to unfold and everything's going to be okay. It really is. And it's okay right now too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I know that. I just needed to hear it again.
And we all have that sometimes. So
yeah.
So we go ahead.
Sure, Patty. I'll keep it real short here. Your life path is a number five. This means change, change, change constantly. If your life is not going through formation, that's when you feel stagnant and that's when these things happen. So understand that, first of all, change is one of the focuses in your life. If you're not going through a movement, change, whatever, then that's your marker of, okay, something needs to be done here. Everything you've just described is going to settle down in September, because what I also kept hearing was the number five for you. So by the end of September, these things will have settled. You're going to feel more like, okay, I have given myself permission. I'm now in my moment. Work is going to pan out. My residence is going to pan out. Things will settle down. So it just is requiring a little bit of nose to the grindstone and moving with the change too. And Mercury right now for you is challenging you. You are a Capricorn, and that can be challenging for a Capricorn. However, the day you were born is the number seven, and so that means spiritual. So remember to always keep God in the center of your universe no matter what you're doing, whatever you're going through. Stay centered to Creator, Source, God, whoever you pray to. Okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
There
you're
go,
welcome.
Abby. Thank you very much for the call. I don't think we're going to have time to launch into another call just from the time aspect of having both ladies answer, and I want to make sure each has an opportunity. So let's do this. I'm going to give you each about a minute to end the show with closing thought. Since Rebecca went first this morning, I'm going to flip the tables here and say, Zoe, any famous last words for our listeners today?
Sure. For those people who, you know, did call in and get answers, if you would like to further expand on that, please go to my website, take advantage of the radio special, zoeniklaus.com. And also remember, too, so much of what we go through in life in general, remember to stay connected to God. Remember to simply be present within your own skin. And like Rebecca says, constantly give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to be right here, right now. Be present within yourself and give yourself permission to feel safe. As a theta healer, I also work with people's belief systems. And so if you have called in or you're listening and you would like to look at that further, we can certainly do that. The issue of unworthiness, I call it the human condition. We all go through it. So anyway, feel free to even just send me a message through my website. Once again, zoeniklaus.com. There you go.
Thanks, Zoe.
Yeah.
And Rebecca.
Well, I will follow that up as well. If you've liked what you've heard, my website is iamrebecca.com. And then the only other thing that I wanted to mention was, you know, we all have moments of stress in our lives, all of us. And sometimes we become focused on something that's agitating us and we're having a difficult time redirecting our thoughts to something more positive. So what I want to do is make a suggestion, because I know a lot of people are feeling a tremendous amount of stress right now. Pick a moment. It doesn't matter what moment it is, but a moment that you are filled with joy, a memory from a vacation, or, you know, for me, it's like we've got a lavender bush right around the corner from my place, and we walk out at sunset, and we go and we look at the sunset on the water. I'm very fortunate to live by the ocean. So we stop at the lavender plant, and we feel the petals, and then we smell the lavender on our fingers, and we walk over, and we look at the sun setting. So there's, I'm bringing a lot of senses into this, but whenever I'm feeling stressed, I can close my eyes and I can feel the petals of the lavender on my fingers. I can smell the lavender. I can see the image of the sun setting, and I can even imagine feeling the breeze on my face, and it always calms me down in a moment. I can bring all of those senses into the moment, and then I feel peaceful and calm, and it allows me to move forward from a centered place, but it's an instant
kind of a thing. And
Rebecca,
with that, we are all out of time. Everybody have a great day, and we will see you next time on Rated G Radio.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.